Proppen to play with when he was appointed head of sport on Telefiche Éireann. Eamon Andrews was the chairman. He'd promised it would be on the air by the end of that year, and it was on the last day, New Year's Eve. Radio captured the drama of that opening night as director Ernest Byrne, Gay's brother, called the shots.
Stand by captions on one. Stand by Telecine, please.
Telecine is standing by.
Thank you. 45 seconds. I'll do a countdown at 10. 30 seconds. 30 seconds to air. Focus in on camera one, please. 15 seconds to air. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're on the air. Caption up. Roll the national anthem. Stand by sound on film. Take it, sound. 1 minute and 28 seconds to the president's speech. Looks very good. 1 minute to president's speech. We dissolve to camera one on the caption before speech. It'll be 5 seconds in absolute silence. 30. 30. Stand by for supering the flag on camera two on the last shot of the anthem. 4 shots to go. 1 shot is up. Super 2 on the flag. Ready caption on 1. Fading out, fade in 1. Stand by president's speech.
I have great hopes in this new service. I am confident that those who are in charge will do everything in their power to make it useful for the nation. They will bear in mind that we are an old nation and that we have our own distinctive characteristics.
Then at last, possibly because it was now a fairly independent organisation, Radio Éireann introduced some new pop shows, like the Top Ten in October 62 with Harry Thulier.
3rd of October 1962, number 10, It'll Be Me, Cliff Richard. Number 9, Spanish Harlem, Jimmy Justice. Number 8, Adios Amigo, Jim Reeves. Number 7, Roses Are Red, Ronnie Carroll. 6, Sheila, Tommy Rowe. 5, Venus in Blue Jeans, Mark Winter. 4, Wolverton Mountain, Claude King. 3, Things by Bobby Darin. And 2, You Don't Know Me, Ray Charles. And now, number 1 on the charts, She's Not You by Elvis Presley.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are old. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything man could want, but she's not you.
Yes, welcome again to the 17 Club, coming to you as always from the O'Connell Hall in Dublin. 45 minutes of the big beat, some of the week's new pop record releases and requests for listeners near and far. That's all wrapped up in the next 45 minutes or so. And today we say hello for the first time on the air from Dublin, the Air Chord.
And this is Larry Gogan here with Pop Cole.
What
tonight, we're playing requests for people whose surnames begin with the letter O. Just phone on them. 47728, 47728, or 48618. 48618. I give you a message to Maureen or Mary, and we'll do our best to include it. And our first one comes from Pod and goes to Rita Kilkelly, wishing her well tonight. I beg your pardon, it's not Pod, it's P-O-D. We've a good one picked out for him. It comes from Nazareth and is called Bad, Bad Boy.
Pop Goal, recorded from Medium Wave with Larry Gogan. Well, no one caught the spirit of the 60s more than the youthful president of the USA, elected in 1960. From Washington, John F. Kennedy sent a special message to Radio Erin.
14 years ago this summer, I visited New Ross and saw the home where over 110 years ago, my great-grandfather had journeyed in his long voyage from Ireland to America. Three generations have passed since then, but across this long time and across the sea, I send to all of you my very best wishes.
And then in 1963, he was here in person. One of the radio commentators was Terry Wogan.
And now he's standing up, he's waving, he's smiling warmly. If there was any sign of that back injury, there's no sign of it now. He's full of energy, looking bronzed and fit. Smiling, big white smile under a patch of brown hair. And now they're throwing all sorts of what would be in Wall Street ticker tape, but I'm sure here is only CIE bus rolls. And the crowd are attempting to encroach on to the road to shake President Kennedy by the hand. He has this crowd of people running alongside the car that are adding to the crowds. Now they've broken the police cordon, but they're being held off by the motorcycle escort, and President Kennedy, as I lean out this window to get a better view, waving to the crowd, smiling. And they wave back, throw confetti, streamers, flags. And here's their own Aaron De Valera, sitting quietly, smiling no less warmly at his people.
Faramids, Fearchin Falterov, Conhedo Reeve, Agdoyle Aaron. We welcome you for the first time in the history of this state, in the history of Doyle Éireann, and in the history of Radio Éireann, to a joint session of Seanad Éireann and Doyle Éireann to hear the address of President Kennedy of the United States of America.
And no country contributed more to building my own than your sons and daughters. They came to our shores in a mixture of hope and agony, and I would not underrate the difficulties of their course once they arrived in the United States. They left behind hearts, fields, and a nation yearning to be free. It is no wonder that James Joyce described the Atlantic as a bowl of bitter tears. And an earlier poet wrote, "They are going, 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 and we cannot bid them stay." But today, this is no longer the country of hunger and famine that those immigrants left behind. It is not rich, and its progress is not yet complete. But it is, according to statistics, one of the best-fed countries in the world. Nor is it any longer a country of persecution, political or religious. It is a free country, and that is... and that is why any American feels at home.
The commentary in Doyle Éireann was by Dennis Meehan, the studio supervisor of Radio Éireann, my boss at the time. He dispensed with the slight stuffiness of earlier times and introduced a more informal approach.
A voice says to the Radio Telefiche Éireann telephone switchboard at Henry Street, "What year was the Battle of the Boyne?" Well, we've been a long time in broadcasting now. 40 years, isn't it? So we no longer express surprise. During broadcasting hours, especially at night, it's 10 to 1 that Switch will put that kind of call through to supervisor, or failing that, the announcer on continuity duty. I actually got that particular one about the Battle of the Boyne. Caller said, "The way it was, me and a friend were having a bit of an argument." Me, "You weren't having a bet by any chance?" Caller, "Well, we were. "When did you say it was?" The caller said, "Ah, no, play fair now. We agreed that we'd agree to anything you'd say." I explained, "Listen, I'm not an expert at all in this, but I do know, as it happens, that..." That was 1690. And the caller said, good man yourself, that's great. Good luck now. Well, it's quite true what I said to this caller. We're not a telephone information service. Knowing my colleagues and their often startling expertise in the most abstruse of contexts, I have no doubt at all that we could maintain such a service if it weren't for the irritating interruptions caused by having to prepare and get out the programmes. But who'd be talking formally about regulations to a man who wants to collect five bob in a pub from another man who is either right or wrong about the date of the Battle of the Boyne? There are times, of course, when the shot just isn't on the board. It must happen that the faith people have in our omniscience must, again, I insist, especially at night, be occasionally misplaced. But even more likely, it may often, very often, be that we have other things to do, such as broadcasting, for instance. In continuity, it can and does happen that we'll have to say to a caller, excuse me now, I have to make an announcement. This has the gratifying effect of dumbfounding some callers. When the announcement is heard, both on the radio and faintly on the still live telephone simultaneously, it at least engenders the conviction that we are at work. I think every broadcaster worthy of the name would agree that in all situations, we must have as our fundamental working basis the fact that we're providing a service to the public. This means that supervisors on duty and announcers must be at all times patient, courteous, cheerful. But none of these obligations can come between us and our duty to attend to the primary service we're providing, the broadcast of Radio Telefisheren's programmes. That said, I should be very sorry to miss this immediate link with you that the telephone often provides. Even if occasionally I have to tell someone that, no, I'm very sorry, I can't audition him or her in singing over the telephone, I cannot allow that to blot out the fact that a man once rang me from Liverpool to check on the spelling of a word. In the human condition, glory such as this cannot be lightly forgone.
Dennis Meehan, my mentor and friend, from a programme by Norris Davison celebrating radio's 40th birthday in 1966. It also contains the earliest recording of me as a station announcer, sounding a little on the solemn side, I must admit, but do notice the change in name.
When that's heard in the evening, it's often used to check the watch that will measure off the time to an appointment next day. In the morning, it opens the day's broadcasting.
Radio Telefisheren. Mori of a margin rushle, and you on Luan and Donalaw there, the Vinanolog Law Ela Nave Inian. Good morning, everyone, on the morning of Monday, the 12th of December, the feast of Saint Finian. The time signal was for 8 o'clock.
From then on, the time will be announced during the morning programmes, both formally and informally, to remind people getting to work that time is passing.
In more ways than one.
Fabulous freshmen, things get better.
All right, then. Anybody, any suggestions for the program?
Well, let's run up the flag and see if anybody salutes, eh?
Out with the dance diaries. These are the dates and the places for the freshmen. Tomorrow night, it's Virginia. On Thursday, Sea Point Ballroom in Galway. On Friday, Strand Hill, Derry. On Saturday night, Black Rock Dundalk on Sunday. And this night week, you can hear and groove to the freshmen in the Arcadia Cork.
May I have this dance?
Well, I'm a little stiff from bowling.
I don't care where you're from. Let's dance.
Let's go with the Glen Abbey
The Wolf Tone.
And radio-sponsored programmes are certainly getting a bit louder. That was Terry Wogan and Frank Kelly. Then in 1968, round-the-clock radio closed the gaps in the daily schedule and we now provided an all-day service about time, too. One of the new programmes was Music on the Move. One of the regular presenters was Valerie McGovern.
You're listening to Music on the Move. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that this programme came on the air originally at the beginning of November 1968, and I was talking about the fact that the Irish Times main story on the 1st of November was that the USA had halted the Vietnam bombing. Further down on the page on that day, we find that extradition treaties are on against Sean Burke, who was thought to have helped the spy, George Blake, to escape from Wormwood Scrubs prison. Incidentally, the Irish Times cost sevenpence. Yes, 7D. We hadn't gone decimal in 1968. And of course, as everybody says, over a certain age, that was when the rot set in.
Hi there, popsters. You'll be glad to hear I've a show on Thursday that'll bring you cheer. Charts and new releases, hits from overseas.
This is marvellous, really, that is.
Just the Gogan, Mr. B.
It's on RTE, RTE. Remember, it's a radio and not TV. If the best sounds of pop are what you crave, we're on VHS. Medium wave.
The bright spot on Mondays, I have no doubt, will be when I do my thing and let it all hang out. With show bands and the beat loops and the new LPs.
On the wireless, is it, Brendan?
On the belt beat, Mr. G.
It's on RTE, RTE. Remember, it's a radio and not TV. If the best sounds are pop or what you crave, we're on VHS.
I'd like to get a word in, if I might. I'll be doing Pop Call every Wednesday night. And on Fridays, I'll have Country Style for Western fans.
You mean you'll have two shows?
Well, damn the plan.
It's on RTE, RTE. Remember, it's a radio...
Groovy, eh? Then radio kept developing. Radio La Gaita went on the air, and eventually in 1973, the Radio Centre opened here in the verdant grasslands of Montrose, one-time home of Mark Coney, the radio pioneer. The last broadcast from the GPL studios was on Monday the 8th, November 1976. Earlier on, we introduced VHF, and stereo broadcasting followed. You could almost follow the sound with your eyes. That's what the LP said, anyway. One of the last announcements from the GPO was from Trasa Davison.
That was a stereophonic broadcast. Now the time is 8 o'clock and here are the... I beg your pardon. I'm terribly sorry. Now the time is... I better apologise. It's just the fact that a mouse ran across my desk. Here now at 8 o'clock are the news headlines from Don Coburn.
This is RTE Radio 2. It's 23 minutes to 1 o'clock. And to present Pop Around Ireland, here is Larry Gogan.
Thank you very much indeed, Brendan, and welcome to the first show on Radio 2.
490-240 RTE Radio 2. Stereo sounds on VHF.
Although some people thought that a certain hooligan element had been let into the building.
If this was on television, this would be quite amazing. The only person without his top off at the moment is the Edge. Everybody else has their clothes off, but in the
Edge
studio
is,
in terms
Edge
of trousers.
Boxes
and on. In fact, Edge has nothing on from the waist down.
And that too.
So,
what about Dave Banning there? Yeah. I notice you're wearing a pretty psychedelic pair of undies yourself.
All right, this is getting ridiculous. Ronan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good man.
Hi,
yourself. We can hear you loud and clear. Fire away.
What's the most your favourite U2 song you've ever performed on stage?
The Lost Highway is our favourite U2 song.
Give us a few verses there, Edge.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I've paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway.
As Radio 2 opened, Radio Erin became RTE Radio 1, and the programmes kept on coming, and some of them eventually ended.
And that's the way things happen. 1850, 8544444. Not only that, but what is going on here?
Mr. Byrne,
Guess who your guest for the next hour and three quarters is? I know you're hoping.
Oh, no.
I know you're hoping I'm going to say it's me, but it's not. It isn't me at all. And Gay, here you are, resplendent in the good green jumper.
My good green jumper.
And there's a little something organised for you. And I know this is all your worst nightmares come to cause.
Yes, it is. Gay, what are you at this morning?
I'm going to take you now doing? And I'm going to spirit you away to Studio One.
I met him just
there
now.
There are two or three people in Studio One and they wish to see you. And they wish to say a few words to you and about you.
In Studio One,
so
of course.
So organise your solicitor and away we go. Come on, Gay.
We have
let's
to.
Go.
We have to do this. We have to do this. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I thought there was something scary. I got vaguely. How
did
are
you?
Anyway? Good to see you.
Listen,
come on, come on, come on, come on.
Move.
What's going on here?
And the years seem to fly by. Openings and closings. Gay Byrne said goodbye after 25 years of the GB show. Radio 2 ran 24 hours and changed his name to 2FM. And Maxi closed down RTE Radio 1 for the last time.
Shin Gerald, Clarica Dunleanu o RTE Radio Ahen. Toimij eg Squirrowinish the Nur Yeranok. August, Nur Hyokami the Rash, Eglahur Thresha Shayer Majin. Bemi deg Fonokliv Gunstad Gunstena. Guji Shin. Iha wahagiv, kala sov, agus rath deiriv. So we've come to the end of broadcasting for today from RTE Radio 1. We're closing down now for the last time, because when we return at 6:30 in the morning, we shall be staying on the air as Radio 1 begins the first day of 24-hour broadcasting. So, on behalf of all the announcers and presenters who signed off Irish radio during the last 70 years, this is Maxi, wishing you a very good night. Do sleep well, and may God bless you.
Tanam Kunday, but there it is, the dawn on the hills of Ireland, God's angels lifting the night's black veil from the fair sweet face of my Ireland. Oh, Ireland, isn't it grand you look, like a bride in her rich adornin'? With all the pent-up love of my heart, I bid you the top of the morning. And ho, upon Cliona's shelving strand, the surges are grandly beating, and Kerry is pushing her headlands out to give us the kindly greeting. Into the shore the seabirds fly on pinions that know no drooping, and out from the cliffs with welcomes charged a million of waves come trooping. And doesn't old Cove look charming there, watching the wild waves' motion, leaning her back up against the hills and the tip of her toes in the ocean? I wonder I don't hear Shandon bells. Ah, maybe their chiming's over, for it's many a year since I began the life of a Western rover. For 30 summers a Stormachree, those hills I now feast my eyes on, ne'er met my vision save when they rose over memory's dim horizon. Even so, 'twas grand and fair they seemed in the landscape spread before me, but dreams are dreams, and my eyes would ope to see Texas skies still o'er me. Now fuller and truer the shoreline shows. Was ever a scene so splendid? I feel the breath of the Munster breeze. Thank God my exile's ended. Old scenes, old songs, old friends again. The vale and the cot I was born in. Oh, Ireland, up from my heart of hearts, I bid you the top of the morning.
The voice. voice of Ciarán MacMahona. In the last 2 years, 2RN has become Radio Éireann and then RTE Radio 1. From medium wave to VHF to stereo to FM to long wave to satellite to the web to digital audio broadcasting. I hope this program has reminded you of just how far we've come.
It was an ancient wireless set that languished in our attic. Its dial was dim, its valves were dead, its knobs were quite rheumatic. I twiddled them and fiddled them like Grandad did in yesteryear. And then an old forgotten sound came faintly to my ear.
Radio Éireann.
You've read the book, now you can go and see the film.
Good morning and welcome. Today, the Irishman who is climate change advisor to Al Gore.
Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome. It's Ronan Collins, early lunchtime music on RTE Radio 1 between now and 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, where I find myself in my perch in the Dundrum Town Centre.
And our text number is 51551 and Joe at RTE.ie. is the email. Michelle Haid, good afternoon.
Thanks very much indeed, Joe. On Mooney Today, Chef Kevin Dundon is looking for amateur chefs who want to star with him in his new TV series.
Thanks, Derek, and good afternoon and welcome to Drive Time. Today, a Sligo journalist tells us that yesterday's raids in the county by the Criminal Assets Bureau were 10 years too late.
In a short while, at 3 o'clock, the medium wave transmitter at Tullamore will close down for good. Many will miss the sound of the medium wave signal and its familiar place on the radio dial. But if it affects you, there are many other ways to get RTE Radio 1 on FM, long wave, the internet, or digital audio broadcasting. There are details in the current RTE guide. The last tune on medium wave is one that's been synonymous with Radio Éireann for many years and is strangely exactly the same age. Composed in 1926, it somehow caught the warmth, the heart of Irish radio as it connected people through hospitals' requests for many years. So wherever you're listening, I hope you always will have someone to watch over you.
Thank you.
And with someone to watch over you, we wish you well. Now, at the time check, RTE Radio 1 Medium Wave will close down. Time is 3 o'clock.